Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I'm your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, feeling your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness, releasing all heavy, negative, and dark energies. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it fills your chest, moving in all directions, moving into the lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart to be filled with healing energies, carrying the life force, the infinite light throughout your body. Continue to see this light as it fills the chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Allow the healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see this light as it now flows into your diaphragm and your stomach, allowing you to breathe deeper, to release toxins through each breath, to activate the healing within the stomach and the diaphragm. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, allowing you to absorb your nutrients and your light energies. Continue to see this light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are focused on release and reproduction, allowing for the strength of the mind, body, soul, the connection that is made within these organs as you connect to the other realms. Allow this power, this strength, this courage to be given to you, to allow you to know when to release all energies, be they physical, mental, or spiritual, that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see the light as it now passes into your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, raising you in vibration, allowing for you to be in perfect harmony with the harmonics, the measure, and the movement of the universe, allowing you to become a magnet of all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be recycled by Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within your body as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now moves through every pore, every opening, to completely surround you in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow this light to contain all of the colors, the full spectrum of the rainbow, of the third dimensional colors that we perceive. Allow the energies to be vibrant, to be clear, to be strong, to activate your rainbow body, to bring healing to every aspect of you in the energetic world, so that it can filter down to this physical being, the physical body that you are attached to. Allow the colors to bring harmony and peace, balance, to revitalize you, to rejuvenate you, to realign you with the harmonics, the measure, and the movement of the universe, allowing for your connection to source to be strong and clear, and to grow stronger each and every day. And now see the light as it now moves out into the space that you're in, filling the room, the space with vibrant colors, bringing healing, balance, joy, peace to all who pass through these colors. The light is alive. It is intelligent energy. Allow it to now pass through the walls and the obstacles very easily to move out into your greater environment, bringing healing through light, through love, through our connection to Source. Allowing this light to continue to grow, to spread, to reconnect us with our light family, wherever we may be, within the earth, on the planet, in the atmosphere, or off planet, or in any other parallel reality or dimension that is connected to us at this time and in this place. We send our love and our light to every version of ourselves. We connect ourselves through our desire, through our intent, to be the best self that we can be. To remember our power, to remember our strength, to remember our light, to remember our oneness. Continue to see this light as it expands and spreads throughout our universe and the multiverse. Again, growing stronger and brighter, more vibrant with each and every being, each and every energy form that desires to connect with our light, to be in peace and harmony and love and oneness. Let us all be increased in these energies and in our power and in our knowing, to bring greater peace and love to the whole, to the oneness, and to our earth. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. Very powerful. You definitely should be feeling these meditations, and some of you have shared with me your experiences, and I'm so grateful that they are helping you to be in alignment and to just empower you, to help you in every way that is known and unknown. So now today, we will continue our discussion on numerology. We are closing out our first season of this amazing show, Navigating the Awakening. And this is one more show to go before our last week. But today you will receive two more numbers. And this is all part of your personal numerology blueprint. So I suggest that you grab a pen, a paper, and prepare yourself to take some notes. Also remember, you can always go back and listen to this show in the archives on Om Radio, as well as in a few weeks, it will be added to our playlist at awakenthehealing.com for our podcast, Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, our channel. So now you have received three of the most important numbers in your personal numerology chart. We have already covered your power name number, your life path number, and your personality number. And today you will get two more to add to your list. These will be the soul number and the attitude number. So let's start with the soul number. You get this number by adding all the vowels in your name and then reducing to a single digit. Now, last week, we added all the consonants in your name. So now we're working on the vowels. So please remember the rule that I gave you in our last show concerning the letter Y. How do you know when to use Y as a vowel or as a consonant If the Y is next to a vowel, if the Y is next to an A, E, I, O, or U, then it is considered a consonant. And if the Y is next to or between two consonants, then it is considered a vowel. The soul number uses the vowels. And as I said before, the personality number uses the consonants. So this is how you find these numbers. So what does the soul number tell us about ourselves or someone else? By knowing this, you will know what will fulfill your soul. This number will give you a sense of what will complete you by keeping a smile on your face or just helping you to feel like things are moving along very smoothly in your life. Remember, when you are doing a comparison with someone else, be sure to use the chart I gave you with the compatible, natural match, and challenge numbers. So let's dive right in. Soul number one. This person is fulfilled when they have a personal victory. They love winning, whether it be a competition or winning at life. They are fulfilled when they know that whatever they do is respected and when they have the courage to be who they truly are. They need to feel validated in their relationships, or the relationship will not last. This is soul number one. Soul number two. These people are fulfilled when they are in love or when they have found themselves in a harmonious environment. They love when things go right, especially when they follow their intuition. These people are happiest when those that they love show them a little love in return, like writing a simple note to say thank you or I love you, or how much they're appreciated. The little things go a long way with these people. This is soul number two. Soul number three. These people are fulfilled when they can laugh and have a great conversation with the person who's most important to them or with the people who mean the most to them. They also love to give advice, and if you take it, then you will see the appreciation from them in their eyes. These people tend to know what they're talking about, so it would be a good idea to hear them out at least, to see what they have to say. Number threes also love to have long-lasting friendships. This is very important to them. So they try to keep in touch with their friends. This is soul number three. Now, soul number four. These people are fulfilled when they have security in their lives, whether it is financial or in a relationship. They like to know that everything is taken care of. They need to feel that stability. And look at that. The number four is all about creating the foundations, right? So number fours need to have solid plans in place. They need to know where they are heading. They don't like surprises. So establishing their finances is also important to these people, and they usually create very good friendships. They're very loyal friends, as well as very loyal to those they love in relationships. They are happiest when the loyalty is reciprocated. This is soul number four. Soul number five. These people are fulfilled when they are out and about. They love to be on the road, getting a new perspective of the world around them. These are the ones you're taking a ride and they don't want it to end. They are happiest when they are surrounded by people and having fun. Number fives get a lot of fulfillment out of giving honor to someone as well. They are happy when they can share their thoughts and ideas with others. So another thing about number fives is they do not like being lied to. And they are very good diggers. So they will find the truth out. So know that deceitfulness is a deal breaker for these people. This is soul number five. Now, soul number six, these people are fulfilled when they have children. If they don't have children, then they will usually have pets that they love very much. Their surroundings are very important to them. They want to live in a nice home because this makes them happy. Number sixes can be fulfilled by running a large company with great responsibility, as long as they receive respect from others in their position. These people need to hear thank you. Gratitude is very important to them. This is soul number six. Soul number seven. These people are fulfilled when they can get away from the craziness in life and sit in nature. They love taking trips, whether it be across the world or simply driving through the country. Number sevens love to be in nature and alone in order to recharge their battery. These people are fulfilled by learning the deep truths of life. They love to discover new things. And soul number eight. These people are fulfilled when they work hard and are well compensated. They love turning new ideas into income streams. They're very good at this. Soul number eights want to see justice prevail, and they hold strong opinions about many things, and they don't back down. They enjoy deep conversations. So if you're a person who likes to keep it very superficial, then this would not be a good match for you. Number eights love beauty and luxury. Most of all, they are fulfilled when the person they love helps them establish solid foundations and beauty all around them. There is something also very powerful about the number eight. Now, I want to remind you before we do soul number nine, that as we go over these are very surface characteristics, descriptions of the numbers and the energies that we're looking at, the vibrations. So when we dive into the numerology once again, when we reintroduce this information, when we come back in season two, we'll be talking about the sacred tarot. And when we go into that, you will see how in-depth this goes. So these are very surface, very superficial answers, but something that we can go over very easily and quickly in this way. But know there's so much more to each and every person that has these vibrations, and we'll dive much deeper into that. It's very, very powerful. So just making simple notes about what you're learning at this time. Now, the last one is soul number nine. These people are most happy when the things of their past have been forgiven or forgotten. They also desire to find a way to forgive and forget for those they love. Number nines are happiest when family is nearby and they are embraced by a nurturing environment. Also, giving back to society by doing some charitable work is a need of the number nines in order for them to feel balanced. And if you're number nine and you're not involved in something where you are giving back in some way, be it to people or animals or to nature, then I would suggest this will help you find more balance and peace in your life. And if you know a number nine who is not living on that positive side of their number and they're not connecting themselves to the greater work that they came here to do, then maybe simply remind them or share this episode with them. These people want to affect others in a positive way. And by knowing that they have helped someone in some deep way, this gives them great pleasure in their lives. So some people are looking to find what makes their soul spark, awaken, rejoice. Then these simple tips can help you have a better idea of what your soul is looking for. When you break your numbers down and you find this, remember, it's just one aspect of you. Your numerology blueprint is very large. We are simply taking the top six, and then we'll give you a couple more before we go that I believe are important as well for you to look at. But as you compare these numbers to others, you'll be able to see why you get along with some people very well and why others you clash with. And it'll also help you to avoid unnecessary disputes or arguments because you simply don't understand someone. By being able to create a blueprint, a numerology blueprint for someone, you'll be able to see deeper into them and maybe even into reasons why they do the things they do, and they may not even be aware of it. Because most people are not aware of how we truly are vibrations and how the energy of that which we call numbers, how they affect us. And it's very, very true. We are simply frequency and vibration, and those things all have characteristics. We are living in a universe that is intelligent, and everything is active. Everything has a purpose and a meaning behind it. And so you are like the most profound creation at this point. When you think about you becoming the fifth element, everything we've talked about, but you have to know more about yourself in order to overcome your weaknesses, in order to strengthen yourself, and in order to take your power back in your life. So I hope this information on the soul numbers will also help you to do that and help you find some answers you've been looking for. So after our station break, we will continue our discussion on numbers as we discover your attitude number. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will continue our discussion on numerology, and now we will learn how to find the attitude number. You will need to add up the numbers of the day and month of your birth, and then reduce that to a single digit. For example, if you were born on August 9th, then you will add 8 plus 9. And that will equal 17, and then add the 1 and the 7 to equal 8. This will give you your attitude number. Now, there is a trick when you're adding the number 9 to any number, but we will cover that later so that I don't confuse you. But know that the number 9 is a very special number. It is very mysterious and very magical. The attitude number is the outlook a person presents to the world. This one can confuse you in your search for the perfect mate. To give you an example, someone you're interested in may have a 3 attitude number, which would make them like to have fun and to be around crowds, to laugh, to joke. But they may have a number 7 life path, and that would cause them to avoid crowds. Kind of a clash. Number 7s like solitude and long periods of silence in order to stay sane. So if you met this person, say, at a convention or something of that nature, and they seem to be very outgoing, getting along with people, laughing and joking. And then you try to get in a more intimate relationship with them. And you see they always want to be alone or to themselves. It would clash. So this is where the numerology blueprint will really help you to see this stuff before you experience it. It just gives you a little heads up. Now, the attitude number can be the great deceiver. It can be the vibration you fall in love with when the real person is different. And that's what I was just talking about. You meet someone and they're just so outgoing, but you meet them in a certain situation where they're just feeling good that day and they wanted to be around those people and they're having a good time. They genuinely are having a good time. But in another situation, trying to be more personal in a relationship with them, they really are very different because on an everyday basis, they don't like to be around people and they don't like to go out and hang out in clubs or bars or wherever or around groups of people. So before you leap, look over the numbers that we're going to make up in this numerology blueprint. Make sure you do it for yourself and for them so you can compare. And at this point, you have received 5 of the 6 of the most important numbers. And the attitude number being the 5th on the list is what we're getting ready to go over now. Remember to compare your numbers by creating the charts that we shared with you in episode titled Compatible Numerology. That would be episode number 33 if you are on the podcast. All right, so let's look at these numbers. The attitude for number ones. This is a competitive vibration. Now, I don't care what they tell you. These people like to win. Sometimes they say, no, I'm not that competitive. And then you go to putt-putt and they're trying to take your head off. These people like to win. They always have a lot to say as well. They have a lot of evidence to prove their point whenever they're discussing an idea or belief. If you praise or encourage them, you will gain their loyalty. But if you try to control them or you're just too demanding, then they will most certainly rebel. I would suggest that if you are in a relationship with a number one attitude, easy does it. Easy does it. Because they don't like being told what to do. All right. The attitudes for number twos. This is a sensitive vibration. They are very aware of the feelings of the people around them. And if you are in a bad mood, then your energy will affect them. If someone is too critical of them, it can ruin their entire day. They are more sensitive than they really want to be because they're very easily hurt. You know, it's easy to upset them or hurt their feelings. Know that this attitude number really, really welcomes the energy of love. This is the number two. And they need a lot of gentleness in their relationships. Lots of hugs, lots of holding hands, that sort of thing. They really like that. All right, so let's look at the attitude for number three. Know that these people love to laugh. That's what we were just talking about in our example. They like cracking jokes and they love to laugh at other people's jokes. They use a lot of one-liners that may actually hold a lot of wisdom when you listen to them saying, that was pretty good. They don't like things to get too serious, these people, and they will do everything in their power to lighten up a situation if they feel like it's getting too heavy. They can be dramatic and they can overreact. They are natural performers and they play to an enthusiastic audience. So if there's people around and they're getting attention, they're going to go over the top with it. There will never be a dull moment with these people. Now, remember, if you're looking at their blueprint, they have other numbers affecting them. So they could be very different when you get them home alone, okay? All right, so the number four attitude. These people do not like surprises. They want everything mapped out. If you're taking a trip, they want to know every turn you're going to make. They want to know everything in advance. What is going on? How do you plan to do that before you're ever going to even leave home? Okay? They need clear instructions with all the details. They hesitate to act on an idea, even if it's a good one, because they are afraid that they will get something wrong. They don't want to mess it up. But that is the lesson that these people need to learn. They need to move on their ideas, or they will regret it later in life. They need to develop more faith and trust. Number four, people are loyal. And if they love you, they will plan to be with you for a very long time. They can be kind. They can be very kind people. But these people can also have a very negative, sarcastic personality, what some would call killjoys, but they don't intend to be that way. If you're planning to go to the beach and lay on the beach and be in the sun, they'll start to tell you about all of the cancer rates and skin cancer and you know, that it's that type of thing. We all know these people. Now, you will work very hard if you're in a relationship with a number four attitude in order to help them see the rainbows within the clouds, because they tend to see the clouds and overlook the rainbows. All right, so the attitude of number five. These people are always high energy, very excited about life. They appreciate it when someone goes out of their way to throw a very special party for them. The number fives love life, and the thing they must avoid is too much of a good thing, which is too many parties, too much sex, too many drugs, so on and so forth. It can go very negative for number fives. So these people are usually leaning toward the parties that are going on every week, every night, something like that. So they need to be very conscious of this, of overdoing the good life. Now, they're usually very avid seekers of knowledge, and they love going to conventions and places to learn new things. They love that. So if they learn to redirect their high energy into this direction, then it will be a much more positive manifestation for them in their life, and it will pay off for them later. Number fives need to channel their energy into positive directions and just keep their attitude very positive. Stay away from the lower vibrational things, because as high energy as they can flip and go very low. Okay. All right. Number six. What is the attitude of number six? These people are the nurturers. They will most likely desire to have children. And if you are looking at a number six attitude to be in a relationship with them, know that they will desire children. But if for some reason they cannot have children or they don't have children, then they will either have lots of pets, and they will be the ones that make their friends, coworkers, or employees their family. They love to have people around them like family, very close to them. They are natural leaders and people are drawn to them. They don't know themselves why this is so, but it's because they give off that very loving, kind, healing energy, and people are drawn to them. Now, one thing about number sixes is that they need to learn how to relax, because they're very good at multitasking, doing a lot of things, getting a lot of things done at one time. But when things are running very smoothly, they don't know what to do with themselves. So they need to learn how to relax and simply enjoy the beautiful life that they are creating and that they have created, and just to enjoy the people around them, the people they love. So after working hard, number six, allow yourself to relax and play, okay? All right, so the attitude for number seven. These people are not big on talking. They're the ones, again, that are sitting in the back of the room checking out everybody. But when they do speak, they usually have something very important to say. Now, you will be drawn to these people because they seem a little bit mysterious, you know? They're quiet, they're sitting there, and they're just watching everybody else. You may be drawn to that. Now, these people study a crowd, and then they choose who they want to speak to. The number sevens see all the details, while others do not. You know, they're very detail-oriented. And they can spot details when others overlook them because they're too busy doing other things. So in the music world or in the film world, these people make really great producers and directors because they do see the details more than others. Now, if a number seven attitude has not found their inner joy and their connection to the universe, then they can be very critical. And this can and will become very exhausting if you're dating someone like this. At first, it might seem funny, but over time, it will just become exhausting. They need to be redirected through their spiritual connection in life. And then that'll help shift them, raise their vibration, bring them out of the lower critical, you know, always looking at all the faults of people and things. Now, these people do like to travel, and they're usually drawn to the water, to the ocean. Traveling makes them happy. So if you are interested in a number seven attitude, I hope you like traveling and finding new places to explore. All right, so the attitude for number eight. These people always speak their mind. So if you're oversensitive, then these people are not for you. They don't mean to be harsh, but sometimes it just comes out that way. They're just very blunt. Number eights are attracted to beautiful things and beautiful people. They do believe in working hard, and they do not like laziness. They want their partner to be as hardworking as they are, either in the home or outside of the home or in the family business. These people want to enjoy what they do. They don't just want to work for a paycheck. They want to be passionate about the work they do or just simply truly enjoy it. They really are better off being self-employed or running their own businesses because they don't take instructions well. They don't like being told what to do. They have a take charge attitude. And when in balance, they can run a business very efficiently. The challenge for number eights is to find balance in their lives between work and play. Number eights, you need to find that balance between work and play. These are our workaholics. All right, the attitude for number nine. Know that others will look to these people for guidance and see them as leaders. They are always seen as the people who know where they're going in life, and that you really will believe deeply that they can help you figure out where you need to go as well. They're natural leaders. And to others, that are more intimidated by them, this just wouldn't be a good match for you. Because many people are intimidated by these number nines. Just when they walk in a room, their presence is so powerful. And they don't have to say anything. They don't have to do anything. They simply walk in a room and some people are intimidated that quick. They're natural leaders. They're very powerful energy. It just exudes them. So the number nine attitude is really here to help everyone with which they come in contact with. And if that makes you feel insecure in a relationship, because they will try to help everybody they meet. They want to help everyone. They're serious about that. And if you're easily made insecure or jealous, then this would not be a good match for you. The number nine attitude needs to embrace the present. That's what they need to keep in mind, because they'll be off in the future saving the world in their mind. They need to stay in the present. They need to feel that the work that they're doing has great meaning as well. They certainly don't want to work just for money. And sometimes these people be the ones that work for very little money and give everything they have away. So they feel responsible for their original families as well. No matter if they're the oldest child or the youngest child, they have a sense of, I'm here to help these people. My brothers and sisters, my mom, my dad, whomever it is. And these people make great parents because they're very emotionally open to their children. They're able to connect to their children. And the children find them to be great friends. They naturally can talk to them about anything. So they make really good parents. As long as the rest of their charts are nice and even, and they're living on the positive side of their numbers, they'll make excellent parents and teachers. They're also very creative. And so in order for them to remain in balance and happy in life, they need to be creating in some way constantly, always creating something new, whether that be through, you know, pottery, writing a book, speaking, drawing, painting, however your creation desires to be born through you. Number nines need to be actively creating something. Could be establishing businesses, helping others to do it, decorating, so many different ways. You're very creative. Now, those are the attitudes for all of the numbers. And I want to talk to you about something before we go. I want you to be very conscious that when we went over all the other numbers, you start to see something playing out here. And so I want you to open your mind up to something, because when you go to study numerology, you rarely hear people speak of this, of what I'm going to share with you. And as you do this work more and you work with people more, you will begin to see a pattern of the person. Now, as we grow and we mature, we become more of our soul instead of the personality. We really begin to integrate ourselves, becoming that fifth element. You will start to see that there's, from one to nine, all of these numbers are part of you. You may find that, wow, that's me. That's me. That's me. And that's me. As you continue to integrate yourself, you will be finding balance with these vibrations and you will become more of them. More of them will be you. Even though your numbers from your birthday may add up to attitude number one or attitude number six, doesn't matter. You will find that all of these feel like you on different days, or maybe even in the same day. Because you are finding harmony and balance with every aspect of yourself. And this is what I'm sharing with you, that as you grow more and more into your powerful self, into finding harmony with who you are, then all of these number vibrations will be simply aspects of you. Maybe at different times, at different days, at different times of the year, you're more of a number 2 attitude, or you're more of a number 9 attitude, you see? And it's not that you have multiple personalities. It's simply that you are literally made up of all these vibrations. So when you go through your number chart, what I want you to do before you start comparing yourself to other people, I want you to study yourself. And I want you to see which ones come up more for you. If you have a lot of number ones, then you know you need to find more balance. You know, definitely you need more balance. I don't care what it is. If you have a whole lot of one number, no matter what it is, you need more balance. But you want to look for patterns in your numbers to see where you are. If your attitude balances out your personality, you see? If one number helps to balance out the other number, because sometimes that's exactly what you will see. It's a pattern. It will paint a very beautiful picture for you, very clear. And no matter where you see these numbers, whether it be in the original numbers, the numerology that we gave you, or if it's later on, throughout your blueprint, it doesn't matter where the number one falls and which category it falls in. These are the attributes of the number one. And when we look at them in different categories, the vibrations of these numbers, and we break them up in different categories, it's like looking through a prism. We're simply looking through a prism to see ourselves from a different perspective, and to see how this manifests from a different perspective. But it's still the energy of number one. It's still the energy of number two. It doesn't matter what title we give it. So you can go back and can look over all of your numbers in every category, and it will give you a better idea of the vibration that you're looking at. Look at all the number fives, and you'll see they're very much alike. No matter what we were talking about, this is who you are. You are made up of energy. You are made up of vibrations, and you are beautiful. And just knowing yourself a little bit deeper helps you to be gentle with yourself, to be kind to yourself, to be loving to yourself, and to understand yourself more, and to understand others, which helps us all get along. Because that is our work. We must learn how to work together. And in order to do that, we must understand each other more. It's been a pleasure sharing this with you today. Please tune in next week for our final show in this first season of Navigating the Awakening. You will receive the last of the numbers for your personal numerology blueprint. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.